guys. My name is Emmy McGee. I'm a senior at Covenant, and I'll be attending Hope College in the fall. Growing up, I believed my faith belonged to my parents, and I fought with perfectionism and pride. At the beginning of high school, my friend group changed, as well as a lot of the things that were important to me. However, God was still faithfully pursuing me. He caught my full attention when I read the famous words of St. Augustine, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in thee." These lines served as a lifeline, a lighthouse shining in the storm. That was the very purpose I had been looking for. The Lord has made us for himself. That was the greatest, most challenging, satisfying, and rewarding purpose I could pursue. The weight of my sin and need for a savior was evident, and I trusted my life fully to Christ. Once desperate to seem perfect, the Spirit gave me the strength to show my brokenness and weakness fully to him and to the people in my life. I thank the Lord daily for the hardships I faced and the way they taught me to walk with and depend on Jesus. While there are countless things I could share that God taught me through these seasons, I want to tell you about God's sovereignty through the season I'm in right now. Over the past 2 years, I have experienced a physical and mental health battle that has brought me to my knees. At the end of my sophomore year, I began battling with insomnia. Averaging at about 3 hours of sleep a night launched me into a vicious cycle of debilitating migraines, daily nausea, and perpetual exhaustion. Lying awake for hours at night, utterly alone, is a torture I cannot describe. Most days, I physically could not get out of bed. And even on the days I could, I really didn't want to. Anxiety about my situation crippled me, and if I'm being honest, I found myself asking whether I even wanted to live anymore. I was at rock bottom and didn't know how to approach God because my health and my spirit were in shambles. I was so mad at him. Why do the people around me get to do everything they wanted to do? I slowly had to back out of all my commitments. I even had to leave school in the middle of my junior year. In the months of constant doctor's appointments, intensive therapy, medicine trial and error, and everything in between, the Lord began to feel very distant. Much like the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, I felt as though my boat was coming down with the storm, and the Lord was sleeping. I was almost forced into the most humbling posture, for I physically could not make it through a day on my own strength. I read Lamenting Psalms of David. I learned what it meant to bring honesty and ugliness to the throne of God. I began to cling more deeply to him and cry out more desperately for him, even though he felt less active. I begged to see glimpses of his character and of his heart. It's so funny to me, looking back on the easiest time of my life, I was the most blind to the Lord. And now, while I'm in the hardest season I have yet to endure, rather than God feeling distant, I have learned to see him everywhere. I am comforted that the Jesus I follow took on flesh and knows physical pain like no one else, but he is also the Lord of the universe. Almost every morning, I recite the same verses to myself. "Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth there is nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." So the story ends as we know it always does. Jesus calms the waters in his sovereign timing. Though for me, that may not be now. Storms never mean that Jesus is not on his throne. He is in control, and his plans are so much better than mine. I've learned and experienced two things to be true, and two things I want you to hear. One, God is always in control. And two, he meets you in your desperation and walks with you to its completion. There is nothing else but Jesus. I pray for everyone in this room that we would stop our head from swiveling back and forth to see the things of the earth, that we would fix our eyes on our gracious, mighty, eternal God and our destination of eternity with him. The Lord's plan will not be thwarted, and we can rest in that. So I encourage you to wrestle with God. Don't just approach him when you feel presentable or worthy. In him is a hope that is an anchor for the soul, and a deep joy that is indescribable, so indescribable you can't help but want to share what the Lord has done in your life. Thank you for listening to my story.